V'zeh, now Rav Nosson Zal says, with this we can understand the Pasuk in Chumash. Atem nitzovim hayoim. This is Moshe Rabbeinu, he's about to pass away, and he's speaking to Klal Yisrael. And he says, you, Bnei Yisrael, are standing today, lifnei Hashem alekechem, before Hashem. Rosheichem, your leaders, shifteichem, your tribe, ziknechem, your elders. And he goes on to list 10 categories of Jews, 10 levels of Jews. Ad kol ish Yisrael, until he finishes up by saying, and all the Jewish people, umoine asora bechinois. Moshe Rabbeinu there lists 10 categories. Shehem keneged asora kedushoi sheberetz Yisrael. The 10 classifications within the Jewish people correspond to the 10 levels of holiness in the land of Eretz Yisrael. Shehem klolius hakdusha, which is the summarization, which is the sum total of all the entire gamut of kiddu of holiness. Hainu, Rav Nosson Zal explains, shekoydem Rosh Hashanah koyrim parshas zois. Usually we read parshas Nitzavim on the Shabbos that precedes Rosh Hashanah. Lohidia, to teach us, shekol nafshei space Yisrael gedolim uktanim ubeinanim shekulim beser b'chinas anal. Kulam tzrichim lehiskapetz v'lichlal yachad bi'ahava b'toich hakdusha yoina b'chinas kodshe gadoshim evin shesiyah seichel hakoylel shehu b'chinas moishe b'chinas hatzadik v'emes shetzrichim l'nsoy eilav al Rosh Hashanah v'kanal. The reason why we read this, the Shabbos before Rosh Hashanah, is to teach us that all of Klal Yisrael, from the top to the bottom and the middle ones, which are all included in those 10 groups that are listed there, all of them have to gather together and unify with Ahava and plug into the uppermost Kedusha, which is the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the Evan Shesia, the Seichel HaKoylel, of which the personification of it is the Tzadik Emes, Shehu B'chinas Moshe, Shetzrichen Lensoya Elov al Rosh Hashanah. All the Jews have to travel to the Tzadik Emes on Rosh Hashanah. Now, just to pause here for a second, the question is, we were talking, what happened? We were just talking about Yom Kippur. How do we switch to Rosh Hashanah? The answer is, for the tzaddik, Rosh Hashanah is Yom Kippur. The Gemara says that there are three groups of Jews, tzaddikim, rishoim, and beinonim. The tzaddikim and rishoim, their aseres yimei tshuva is all Rosh Hashanah. Everything happens for them on Rosh Hashanah. The 10 days of tshuva, climax for Yom Kippur, is only for the medium Jews, the guys in the middle, who Hashem can't yet decide whether they're tzaddikim or rishoim. For them, they got 10 days to pick which one of the two sides they want to be on. Those 10 days, they can figure out whether they want to get their act together and fix themselves up, and hopefully get pushed to the side of tzaddikim, or the opposite. So that the term Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur for the tzaddik are one. He gets his, the Gemara says, the tzaddik is nechtav v'nechtam on Rosh Hashanah. That's why in Breslov they have the custom on the first night of Rosh Hashanah, right after the davening, they say, Lashana toivo tikosevu v'sechosemu. Why? Because we believe that the kesher to the tzaddik, those people are zechut to have emuna in the tzaddik, and they want, they're not coming to Hashem on Rosh Hashanah as individuals, they're coming to Hashem with the attitude that we are part of the tzaddik, we want to be plugged into the tzaddik, we believe that emuna shleima, that the tzaddik and all of his parts, all those that are attached to him, are nichta v'nechtam on Rosh Hashanah. When? After the first tefillah already. There's a ksiva v'chsima l'toivo. La'alter l'chaim toivim. This act of the Jews traveling to the tzaddik for Rosh Hashanah, this represents tikkun emunas chachamim. This increases the sforim, as we learned earlier. Nishlam haTorah. This brings about a shleimus to the Torah. And by plugging into the Evan Shesia, the Seichel HaKoylel, as a result of that, each and every single Jew's own individual brain gets energized, gets activated. Ad sheyucha lahamtik kol minei dinen v'tzimtzumim al yidei sechel hakoylel, to the point where it's able to affect a sweetening of all types of din and tzimtzum through this sechel hakoylel. Shemishom nimsha hachius v'hasecha l'chol nefesh v'nefesh u l'chol mokoim u mokoim u l'chol yoim v'yoim. We learned earlier that it's from this Sechel HaKoilel that there is drawn Chiyus and Sechel to all individual Adams and to all Mokoims and to all Zmans. You remember we spoke about that before, that Adam, Mokoim, Zman represent the different levels of different aspects of boundaries. Tzimtzumim, this person and not that person, this city and not that city, this time, this day, by day and not by night, you know, all the different tzimtzumim. Ki kol hashinuyim sheba Adam u'mokoim u'zman, because all the differences that exist between people, between places, and between times, shemehem kol achiza sadinim, which is what causes the concept of din, tzimtzum, shemehem achizas kol ha'avoinos chas v'shom, which is the source of all sins, v'chol ha'pegomim v'bilbulim v'akmimi yishebalev, and all the defects and all the crookedness in people's hearts, ha'koil nimtak v'nizbate ha'idei sech la'koilo. All of it gets sweetened and fixed up and straightened out through the Sechel HaKoilel, Sheshom Shoirish HaKoil. That's the origin and the source, the root of everything. Shezoichen Lozeh, Alidei Tshuvo Shois Nalamunas Chachomim, which a person is zoichet to fix all of that up through the tshuva that they do for their Pegam Emunas Chachomim. Shaydezeh Nechlolem Shom B'Sechel HaKoilel. That's what plugs the person into the Sechel HaKoilel. Umishom nimshach hamtoko lekolech vecho bimkoimoi beyoimoi b'shaitoi. And that's what draws a sweetening to each and every single person in whatever place he's at, no matter what times he's going through. If he's going through hard times, the worst difficult times, and he's in the worst possible place, the hamtoko is coming to him. Sheyeda kol echod kifimashu bimkoimoi, so that each and every person, wherever he's at, bebeisoy, in his house, so baderech, or on the road, beizamakum shu, no matter what place he's in, ukifimashu boisayoyim, and no matter what kind of times he's going through, uboisay hashov harega, whatever day he's going through, whatever hour, whatever second, sheboiso harega vasho, yuchal ledabek atzmoy mimikoimoy shusham vashem izborach. He should have the ability to attach himself to Hashem from whatever place he's coming from and from whatever times he's going through. Because again, there are certain people who take the attitude that, sure, when I get home, I'll be attached to Hashem. Now I'm not really in my right place, so I can't connect with Hashem. Or, when times change for me, that's when I'll be able to be dovuk to Hashem. Right now, I'm going through hard times, I can't really connect to Hashem. But to the extent that a person is zoche to plug into this Sechel HaKoilel, which affects a hamtoka for all mokoim and all zman and all people, that gives the person the ability and the level of kesher with Hashem, where he's able to plug into Hashem no matter where he's coming from, no matter where and when he's coming from. And now Rav Nosson Zal says, "V'zeh atem mitzovim hayoyim, zeh bechinas odom u'mokoim u'zman." Rav Nosson Zal says that these three introductory words in that parsha, Atem, you, the Jewish people, Nitzavim, are standing, Hayoim, today, those three words are Koilel, all three items, Odom, Mokoim, Zman, Hainu, Odo, Atem, Hainu, Odom, Bechinas, Klolius, Anafoshois, Nitzavim, standing means in a place, standing could only be in a particular place, Bechinas, Mokoim, Hayoim, today, Bechinas, Zman, Kulchem, Lifnei, Hashem, Olekechem. What did Moshe Rabbeinu say? All of you are before Hashem. She'atem kulchem v'chol mokim u'mokim she'atem nitzovim shom b'mkoimchem bo'isa yoim v'asho kulchem tzrichem leida she'atem nitzovim v'oim dem hayoim lefnei Hashem lekechem. Each and every one of you yidden. Moshe Rabbeinu is saying, each and every one of you yidden, wherever you're at, whatever times you're going through, you're lifnei Hashem alekechem. I'm plugging you into Hashem. Veze al yedei hakloliyus b'hatzadik koemes shubchinas kodesh kadoshim and shesia. How am I doing that? By your plugging into the tzadik koemes, who is the sechel hakolel, who is the even shesia. That's how we're able to take all of you, every single one of you, no matter which one of you it is, from all 10 categories, from whatever place you're coming from, whatever times you're going through, and plug you into Hashem. V'ze b'chinas roshechem shivteichem shu eser. He lists 10 groups of Yidden, keneged eser kiddushos, corresponding to the 10 levels of holiness that exist in the world. Eretz Yisrael is the holiest country. Inside of Eretz Yisrael is Yerushalayim. Inside Yerushalayim, the Har HaBayis. Until you come to the Kapo de Kapo, the highest Kedusha possible, which is the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Shalidei Shenechlolem Yachad Bi'ahavo. Through the Yidden being united, Moshe Rabbeinu is declaring them as one unit, Bi'ahavo, with love, Nechlolem Bo'evan Shesia. You're able to plug into the Evan Shesia. Sheshom Shoiresh Ho'eser Kedushois. That's the source of all 10 levels of Kedusha in the world. Shoiresh HaTorah Kanal. That's the source of the Torah. The Torah is called Luchois Ho'Evan. It's Luchois, which come from the Evan, the stone. The 10 commandments, for example, which is the source of the entire Torah. The Aseres HaDibros have in them exactly 620 words, showing that all 620 mitzvahs, the 613 Doraisa and the 7 Rabbonon, are all plugged into this 10, these 10 levels of Kedusha, of which numeral uno, the highest one, is the Evan Shesia, the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Hold it over here for now. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, V'zehu li'ovrecho b'vris Hashem aleikecho. It says over there, Moshe Rabbeinu says to the Eden that I'm going to present you, I'm going to bring you into the covenant with Hashem. Hainu lahamshech alatzmoi klolius hatoiro misherosho. This is referring to the Jews drawing upon themselves the totality of the Torah coming from its source, which is mechochma ilo, misech alakoilo, coming from that high, high place, which is the source of the Torah. Asheronechi koires imcho hayoim. This is the covenant which I am making with you, Bnei Israel, today. Bechinas hayoim bekoiles ishmo kanal. This is related to what we learned before about making a commitment to Hashem today, not thinking about yesterday and tomorrow. Lehizgaber lahaschil bechol yoim uvechol shah bechol rega. That a Jew has to strengthen himself to start fresh every single day, every single hour, every single second. Vizeh, this is why it says over there in the Pasuk, V'loi itchem levadchem, Moshe Rabbeinu says to Bnei Yisrael over there, not only with you who are physically present here, am I making this covenant, Ki es asher yeshnoi poi, ve'es asher einenu poi imanu hayoim. I'm making this covenant both with those that are present here today and also with the generations to come of Yidden that aren't even present here today. This bris is being established including them. Ki tzorech kol odom leida b'chol yoim u'v'chol shov rega mimei chayov. Each and every single person has to know and understand every single day, every single hour, every single second of his life, shetluyim boy kol hanefoshois, shel kol hadoirois, so asidim lotzis mimenu, that there are thousands of souls that are destined to come from him, his children and grandchildren and his students and their students and their students, and all of them are dependent on him. Ubohem tluyin kol nafshois beis Yisrael. And on all of those nefoshes that are going to come from him, could be dependent the entire Klal Yisrael. Ki kol Yisrael arevim zelozeh. Because every single Jew is a co-signer for the other one. We're all locked in together. We're all dependent on each other. V'tzorich lahamshech al atzmoi tikun v'hamtoko. Each and every Yid has to draw upon himself a tikun and a sweetening of the din, al yidei sechel ha-koilel, from the place, the high, high place called the sechel ha-koilel, shezoichen al yidei munas chachomin, which we learned earlier, the way that a person is zoiched to plug into that sechel ha-koilel is through emunas chachomin, v'hoiker al yidei Rosh Hashanah kanal. And the most important time for this is Rosh Hashanah, because that's the Yom HaDin. That's when all aspects of Din come together, and that's when you have the opportunity to be mamtik all the Din possible by plugging into the Tzadik Emes, the Seichel HaKoilo. Ki chayev kol odom loimar bishvili nivro hoilom. Because the Gemara says, each and every single Jew is required to say and to believe that the whole world was created just for me. Kamo Yisham Razal, which means it all depends on me. Ubizman she'odom zoiche, and when a Jew is zoiche, when a Jew does the right thing, zoiche loy uledoyroisov, he's not just doing good for himself, but he's benefiting himself and his children and children's children for all generations to come. Ad soif kol adoyrois, until the end of time. Ulehepech, and if a person does the opposite, if chas v'shalom, a Jew does something bad, he's not just harming himself, he could be harming all the generations that are going to come to him, from him, chas shom. Lehepech rachmon al son. Kemoy shom razal shom, as the Gemara says over there, that a Jew, each action that a Jew does could be mashpia for generations. V'chol ze i'ef sher l'sakein kasher yedeh kol echad benav sher l'hechem nise kim al yedeh at tzadik u'emes. Now, for someone like us to think that we're in a position to fix all of this, you know, to make a tikkun for ourselves and for our kids and for generations to come, is ridiculous. It's ridiculous for us to think that we can do that without the tzadik emes. Bechinas seichel hakoilel kanal. The tzadik emes is bechinas seichel hakoilel. Sheshom nichlolin kol hanefoshos. It's in the tzadik emes that all the nefoshos come together. Eis asher yeshnoi poi, veis asher inenu poi. Both the nefoshos that are living in that generation, and even the nefoshos that aren't living in that generation. Just like it's written, the Gemara says, which woman was there that gave birth to 600,000 in one shot? Yocheved, the mother of Moshe Rabbeinu. Because the tzaddik emes is called the shoyrish neshamos Yisrael. He is the foundation of all the neshamos of the Jews. And all the neshamos are nichlal in him. We once mentioned that the Megal Amukos says that if you count the number of times that Moshe Rabbeinu is mentioned in the Chumash, it's exactly 592 times. And if you count the number of times that Bnei Yisrael, the words Bnei Yisrael is written in the Chumash, exactly the same amount of times. To show that Moshe Rabbeinu is the Shoyrish Neshamas Yisrael, the Tzadik Emes, the Sechel HaKoyel, in him are Nichlal, all the Nefoshes Yisrael. So that if I want to make a tikkun that should affect my children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, nephews, nieces, and everything, for me to think that I can do that on my own is silly. But if I'm Zoche to plug into the Tzadik Emes, in him are Nichlal, all of these Nefoshes, certainly the ones that are most relevant to me and most related to me, certainly I can affect the tikkun for them via him. Lahavdil, you have a network, you know, you have a phone company, where if I want to talk to you by plugging in a wire from my house to your house, won't necessarily do it. But if I'm plugged into Bezek and you're plugged into Bezek, then there's no problem in me talking to you and bouncing off 300 different phones and 300 different countries and everything, because we're plugged into this Shoyrish Nefoshos. We're plugged into this concept of the Seichel HaKoilel. Vezehu, this is why it says over there, Imonu Hayoim. Esa sher yeshnoi poi, veisa sher einenu poi imonu hayoim. Including those who are not present with us today. These are the words of Moshe Rabbeinu over there, that I'm making this covenant both for those that are present with us and for those that are not present with us today. Imanu hayoim. Ki ikar hatikun al yedei bechinas hayoim. Rav Nosson Zal emphasizes again, because the main tikkun can only happen if a Jew realizes the importance of today. Bechinas hayoim im bekoiloi sishmo. Not to think about yesterday, what I did wrong yesterday, or maybe tomorrow I'll do better, but to think only about today. Bechinas hayoim im bekoiloi sishmo hamavur bidvorovzal. This is related to the chapter in Likud Imran that explains the posuk hayoim im bekoiloi sishmo, that when it talks about when is Mashiach going to come, today, if you listen to Hashem. B'simen Reishayin Beis, which Rabbi Nizal explains in chapter 272, Umuvo La'el, and we mentioned this earlier, She'tzrichim Leida She'ein Lo'odom Bo'ilomoy Kiyim Oisei Ayoyim. A Jew has to think in his mind that I only have today, Vo'oisei Rega, and I only have this moment. A person has a chance to learn for 45 minutes, Likutei Halachos, not to think that maybe later I'll concentrate This, the only thing that counts is now, literally. Kiyam oisa, yoyim vois regalavat, kemoy shekosov, as the Pasuk says, v'sifkedenu libekorim lirigoyim tibochananu. There's a Pasuk that says that Hashem will judge us each day and each second. The person is judged by the second. As the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, umuva bepirush Rashi bekama mekoymos bepasuk hayoyim anoichim etzavcho beparshas kisavoy ubekriyashma beparshas asher anoichim etzavcho hayoyim ubeshar mekoymos shepirush Rashi shom. Rashi says in all of these places shebechol yoyim yu beinecho kachadoshim, that a Jew has to take an attitude that the Yiddishkeit has to be brand new every single day. Not to look at it like it's something I've been doing for months or for years or even for weeks. Only today. Today is the first time I'm doing this mitzvah in my life. Utedaktik. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, Utedaktik b'chol sefer dvorim. If you look throughout the entire Chumash dvorim, v'timtze, you'll find, shebechol mokoyim shemazhir es Yisrael al kiyum ha-Torah, every single place where Moshe Rabbeinu instructs the Jews about fulfilling the mitzvahs of the Torah, Shemazgir b'chol pam tevas hayoim. Every single time he repeats that word hayoim, today. Lehoirois, this is to teach us, ulehoir es kol echod, and to inspire each and every one of us and awaken us. Shehoikar, that the most important thing is, lehaschil lehiskarev hayoim, to start coming close to Hashem today. Hainu, b'chol yoyim, v'shor shoymed boy. Whatever day and whatever moment you're in, to think, now I want to come close to Hashem. Now I want to connect with Hashem. V'zeh v'yidaber Moshe el kol Yisrael emor. This is what it means when it says that Moshe Rabbeinu spoke to all the Jews and he said to them, haskes ushma Yisrael. Hearken and listen, b'nei Yisrael. Hayoyim hazeh nihyei solo'om. Today you have become a nation, a people. Upirish Rashi Shom Gamkein, Bebir Yoiser, and here Rashi Kodesh elaborates a little bit more and says, Bechol Yoin Yihye Doime Beinecho Kilu Hayoim Nechnas Limoy Bebris, that each and every single day a Jew should take an attitude as if today I've made a commitment to become Jewish, to be committed to Hashem. That's the attitude a person is supposed to take, that today is the first time that I've made this deal with Hashem to be with Him. Hainu kanal, this is as we emphasized earlier. Vezehu haskes ushma. This is why it says, hearken and listen. Shepirushoi loshen hate oznecho ushma heitev heitev. When you use the word haskes, it means listen carefully. We're going to say something very important now. Hainu shedovor ze tzrichen lahatois oznoi ulevovoi lishmoya ulehovin ulekaboi beliboi heitev. Rav Nosson Zal says there's incredible emphasis being put on this. When a Torah says it that way, haskei sushma, it's like saying listen very, very carefully to what I'm about to tell you, and understand it well and take it in your heart very well. In other words, inscribe this in your heart very well. Shehayoyim hazeh nihyei solo'om. Today, you become a people. You have become a nation. Dehainu b'chol yoyim u'v'chol shor. Every day and every moment, a Jew should take the attitude, this minute, I just became a Yid. I'm starting right now to serve Hashem. V'zeh b'chinas ma'shedor shorazal al posuk zeh. This is also what the Gemara darshins on this posuk. Haskes. The Gemara breaks it into two words. Has v'yachar kach kates shepirushoi. The Gemara explains shebechol limudei haTorah kedusha tzrichim b'tchila lilmoid v'yachar kach la'ayin heitev. The Gemara teaches us from this pasuk that whenever a Jew is learning anything, chumash, nach, shulchan aruch, Gemara, Kabbalah, anything, the correct way to learn is first learn it quickly, more on the surface, and then delve deeply into it. Bechinas, as the Gemara says, legemar, first learn on the surface to a degree, to finish, to complete, vohodar lizbor, and then delve deeply into it to understand it very, very clearly. That's has means listen. In other words, first just listen, hear what's being said, and then kateis, then cut it up into fine pieces. V'alkein nismach zeh haposuk, v'alkein nismach zeh haposuk haskes leposuk hayoim hazeh niyeh salam. Rav Nosson Zal explains now, this is why these two psukim are written next to each other. The pasuk where it says haskes, and the pasuk where it says, today you become a people. Lohidiyak, to emphasize to us, that this concept of a Jew realizing that today I became a Yid, taking an attitude that today is my first day as a Jew, this attitude that today I became a people, this is something that a person has to listen to and remember very, very well. Bebechinas has v'acharkach kateis, meaning listen to it on a general level and then absorb this very deeply. This is something a person has to really get clear. Ki tzrichen lekabloi beklolius bepshitus, because number one, a person has to accept this on a general level in its simple form, just this general attitude that every single day is a brand new day, brand new opportunity to serve Hashem, and to take the attitude that mamish, today is my first day of being a Yid. V'achar kach lechates ula'ayin boy heitev b'chol sho v'rega. And then once you've accepted this on a general level, to cut this up and to accept this on the most fine level. Every hour, every second, leida b'chol sho sha'atoyveres sho mimechayev, to know every single hour that an hour of my life is going by, v'yazkiratzmoy, and to remind ourselves sheyesh sechel hakoilel, that there is this tzaddik emes, this sechel hakoilel sheyochoy lahamtik ulasakin hakoil, who's in a position to fix everything and to sweeten everything. And if a person will understand this, Vaideze yuchal laham shechal atzmoy lekayim hayoim hazeh nihye solyom l'Hashem alekecho, that'll give the person the ability to fulfill this eitzah that today I become a Yid, this eitzah of starting fresh every day. V'chein b'chol yoim v'shor v'rega, to be able to do this on a daily basis, on an hourly basis, and on a second-to-second basis. Bebechinas, as the Gemara says, l'regoim tibochanano, that Hashem checks us from moment to moment. Lahavdil, you know, you have a concept of a person who's very ill in the hospital, and they're monitoring every heartbeat, but in the Gemara it says that Kaviyochel Hashem judges us on an annual basis, Rosh Hashanah, once a year. Then the Gemara brings proof from a pasuk that he judges us on a daily basis, on an hourly basis, and then the pasuk says, l'regoim tibochanano, that Hashem tests us every second, implying that every second it could be a new beginning. It's a chance to make a whole new impression on Hashem and for a person to make a whole new haschalah for himself.
If he tests us every second, how can we ask for results? How can he test us and help us
save? Because we have psukim that show that Hashem knows that for us to go up against the Malach by ourselves is impossible. It's only with his help that we stand a chance. The emphasis here is being... What's being emphasized here is to know that not to let the Sultan play with you with what you were doing till now or what you're going to do tomorrow, to emphasize today and
right and wrong, and the most anything, just the limit of the world, that at the end of this world everything you're doing is going to be accounted for and then it's over and go to another world. From that point of view, you know, it's difficult because a person could always be looking at his past, what he did wrong, and make it difficult, or he's worried about his future or something like that, because what's going to be. But it seems like each person needs another mode where none of that matters at all. There's just nothing but Hashem, and then every moment is to get like almost in a meditative state, that it doesn't matter whether he's old or young or happy or sad, just nothing but Hashem in him, and that's the way it's always going to be. Even in the next world also, there'll be nothing but him and God, and just to get to that state of awareness. In that place, you could be starting every second will be equal. But if a person is always looking at everything in terms of like right and wrong, good and bad, and you know, how am I doing and where am I going, and now I'm going to get one more gray here and I'm a little bit older, so then everything is always caught in time. It's very difficult to pull out of that.
Exactly.
Even in the Torah, because the Torah recognizes time as a real thing. And everything is well dealt with time. I would tell you, you're 40 now, it's the age of Bina, 50 the age of Eitzah, you know, and it feels like it creates a tremendous amount of tension. or you need a certain amount of money for a certain mitzvah, and you have to do that mitzvah right now. If you don't, you'll never be able to do it again. Teacher, it seems like you need another mode of consciousness where there's just nothing but Hashem, and every second is just is all that matters, nothing else.
I think that that's a super accurate way of describing what he's talking about here. It's a certain additional mode. And as he's not telling you to live in a different world, be in outer space. He's saying even while living in this world, with people, with with everything, for a person to put this term, another mode of consciousness, where the person doesn't get held back or knocked down by these kind of things, the gray hair, all the different bilbulim that come from tzimtzumim of time and place and all kinds of things. But Rav Nosson Zal here spoke about a concept of a hamtoka, a sechel hakoilel, that's able to be mamtik all mokoims and all zman, a tzaddik, who's capable of being mesakein the past, present, and future, number one, and a tzaddik who's able to be mamshech tikunim to every kind of place, including the lowest kind of places to the highest kind of places. And to the extent that a person has emunas chachamim and is plugged into that sechel hakoilel, that Sechel HaKoilel spans the full gamut of time, the full gamut of space, and the full gamut of all levels of creation, from Doimim to Medaber, everything, everything.
So the time of place, it's not time of place, it's the second.
No, we said about this tzaddik, we said that as far as us, ourselves, to know that this is one of the ways that the Satan plays with a person, because these things of time and place are tzimtzumim. Tzimtzum means din. Tzimtzum means sidrachra. That these are things that could be used to play with a person to hold him back from serving Hashem. By thinking about yesterday and thinking about how many years have gone by that I haven't made any progress, or trying to postpone things to later days. And Rav Nosson Zal is giving the advice here coming from the Torah. You know, the emphasis on this moment, making this moment count.